This past Monday, May 4th, was Star Wars Day. The holiday began in 2011 to celebrate the film series and its influence on popular culture. Every Star Wars Day, fans around the world say, "May the 4th be with you." The words "May the 4th" sound like "May the Force," part of a line from character Obi-Wan Kenobi. "May the Force be with you" is something he said often in the films. Star Wars has influenced English speech in many ways. Today, for example, English dictionaries contain words from the films, such as Jedi, though its meaning has changed a little. But Star Wars has also brought us unusual sentence structures, mainly influenced by the speech of the character Jedi trainer Yoda. He is the beloved 900-year-old green creature who shows character Luke Skywalker how to become a Jedi. Yoda's way of speaking is the most memorable thing about him, except for his unusual appearance. Today, Everyday Grammar will look at a few of Yoda's lines to examine the sentence formation. This is a fun way to practice identifying the many parts of speech in English. Before we begin, let's look at three important parts of speech. A subject is a noun, noun phrase, or pronoun that performs the action of a verb in a sentence. For example, Yoda is the subject of the sentence, "Yoda teaches Luke Skywalker about the Force." A verb is a word that expresses an action, happening, or state of being. In the same sentence example, the verb is teaches. And an object is a noun, noun phrase, or pronoun that receives the action of a verb. In the sentence, the object is Luke Skywalker. Notice the word order goes like this: subject, verb, object. Most English sentences and clauses follow this word order. Not all sentences have objects, but knowing where to put them is useful. Yoda almost never uses the subject-verb word order of standard English. And many of his sentences contain linking verbs. A linking verb is a verb that connects the subject of a sentence to a subject complement, which is a word or phrase that describes the subject. Listen to a sentence that uses normal English word order and has a linking verb.
The mind of a child is truly wonderful.
In this sentence, the subject is the mind of a child. The linking verb is, and the subject complement is truly wonderful. Now, listen to how Yoda said this sentence in the Star Wars film, Attack of the Clones.
Truly wonderful the mind of a child is.
Here, Yoda put the subject complement, truly wonderful, first, the subject, the mind of a child, next, and the linking verb is, last. Often, when a sentence has a subject complement, Yoda puts it at the beginning. Listen to this example from the film, The Empire Strikes Back.
Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter.
In this sentence, the words luminous beings are the subject complement. Are is the linking verb, and we is the subject. But note that Yoda put the subject at the end this time, rather than after the subject complement. Generally speaking, Yoda's sentence structure was not consistent. And that is okay, since he is an imaginary character and written to be hundreds of years old. We can still enjoy exploring his sentences to see where he places things. Another thing Yoda does often is to separate main verbs from auxiliary verbs or modal verbs in sentences that contain them. Suppose you wanted to tell Luke Skywalker something about Darth Vader. Normally, English sentences put auxiliary verbs before main verbs, like this.
And you will confront him.
Here, the auxiliary verb is will and comes before the main verb, confront. Together, will confront makes the simple future verb tense. But listen to how Yoda says that same sentence about Vader from the film Return of the Jedi.
And confront him you will.
Notice that he has completely separated the auxiliary and main verbs. He put the auxiliary will at the end of the sentence and the main verb confront at the beginning. Even in this same piece of dialogue, however, the old green teacher forms sentences other ways. Listen to more of the Yoda speech in three short sentences.
You must confront Vader. Then, only then, a Jedi will you be. And confront him you will.
In each of these sentences, he places the subject, the modal or auxiliary, and the main verb in different places. The writers of the Star Wars movies made Yoda's speech inconsistent in structure, maybe just to play with language. And now it is your turn to have some fun with language. Visit our website to find a few more Yoda quotes and see if you can identify the parts of speech. May the Force be with you. I'm Alice Bryant.